WTAW News Time is 6 after 6. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Brazos County Commissioners held the first of what will be two public hearings this week on the proposed closures of two railroad crossings south of Welburn off FM 2154. Monday, most of the more than 30 speakers were against closing Wade and Stroud Roads.
Honking of an industrial facility in an area which is clearly has a future as a residential area. Why can't you consider somewhere else?
If you're really concerned about safety, eliminate cars ever going over that track at all, ever.
We would by closing the crossing.
No, open green spray like you're saying and make it a grade separation.
Texas A&M University paid for both of those grade separations at Old Main Street and at Joe Route.
I've been, how they say, screwed once, and it looks like I'm getting it again, this time without any bad wind.
Another public hearing will be held Thursday starting at 5 in the commissioner's meeting room. Local women who are the victims of domestic violence have another way to share. Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons has announced more than 100 salon professionals have gone through a program called Cut It Out.
Because they're skilled and experienced listeners, interested in those around them, many victims who are suffering feel comfortable talking to their stylist.
Participants include Priscilla Flores of Funky Chavot Hair Studio. Salon professionals are taught to recognize warning signs, then safely refer victims to local resources. Two College Station roommates could use some home improvement after an argument led to one being stabbed with a cordless power drill. Police were called Monday evening to their residence in the 3000 block of Texas Avenue near Walmart. 38-year-old Arnolfo Ramon Jimenez was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The victim's injuries were non-life-threatening. An out-of-towner is headed to prison for running a pair of scams in Bryan and property crimes in other parts of the state.
There were 13 criminal charges against 29-year-old Desmond Robinson. In a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, he was sentenced to 6 years in the most recent case, where he admitted to creating a bogus company in Bryan, where he stole money from staffing companies in Houston and Austin. Robinson also admitted to violating probation on prior convictions for not paying contractors for work done on a home in Bryan that he did not own. Robinson, who lived in Edna between Victoria and El Campo, was also ordered to pay restitution of more than $37,000. According to local jail records, there's a state hold to serve a 10-year sentence in another case, and Harris County wants him for property crimes and set a bond of $800,000 in that matter. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas A&M University is applying to host the 2016 presidential debate.
Really, a lot of people are working on this, and students, faculty, members of staff at Texas A&M, and also people from our community, from our county government, from local law enforcement, and from our independent school districts.
Jose Bermudez, Associate Provost for Strategic Planning, says hosting one of the four debates in fall 2016 would be a great opportunity for not only the community, but the university.
Well, it's a really incredible opportunity to showcase all the wonderful things that are going on at Texas A&M and the great strides that have been made at this university over the last few years.
Bermudez says several factors are taken into consideration when selecting a host site, including facilities, transportation, and security. Applications are due in March. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And news time is 6:09. It's 45 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey? Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyotathon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 1/5/15.
Good morning. It's 6:11. It's the weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Any patchy fog will give way to sunshine today. Our temperatures, a mild 65 to 70 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows near 45. Sun will fade tomorrow as clouds increase. We could get a shower later in the day, a high of 65. It'll be fairly cloudy tomorrow night. There's the chance for a shower. Lows will be around 45. Thursday, clouds, the potential for a shower and turning cooler. Highs Thursday, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a handful of Aggie football players making the Associated Press All-SEC team. And in men's and women's basketball in action tonight, Shea Groom and Megan Straight named to the All-American team as well. All that and more coming up. We'll do it for you in sports at about 6:50, give or take.
Now, you know, it appears... Is it just me? Are we having a flurry of activity when it comes to outer space now, shooting stuff into the atmosphere and beyond and all that stuff?
Yes.
Because we tried to land on an asteroid, is that right?
Well, we didn't. The Europeans did.
Yeah.
Well, I think that started it. People were staring at their phones this whole time. It got the inclination to look up.
That's it. Look what happened.
Oh, wow. There's actually stuff up there.
All that stuff is going on. And then we had the Orion thing which happened.
Mm-hmm.
We had the story yesterday about them waking up the satellite over the weekend after a long nap, and it wanted a beer and some popcorn mm-hmm. and a pizza, and after that it would look at Pluto. And so, you know, if you're an old guy like I am, there was this mystery having to do with rocket propulsion and all that kind of stuff, and you know, we didn't know about that Goddard dude. You know, we thought we were the first ones who were shooting rockets in the air. But, you know, it seems like for a long time, each generation had these people who enjoyed rocketry. And somehow or other, I felt like it kind of started to wane maybe 10 years ago. It wasn't that big a deal anymore. All that to say that a group of rocket enthusiasts has now successfully launched a portable toilet into the sky.
Like,
It's called Thrusting the Throne. That was the name of the project. Now, you see, this is perfect. The unusual flying object made an arc in the sky before narrowly missing a spectator's pickup truck. The Michiana Rocketry Club was behind the launch. Members had been planning the project for more than 2 years as a way to increase the very thing that we're talking about, rocketry as a hobby. They wanted to increase awareness of that. So the Michiana Rocketry Club did that. I just kind of wonder why that was the projectile. Because I'm sure
we talking about it in Texas?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, that's it. And I would like to have been at the focus group. Now,
there wasn't a focus group. It was people drinking beer. Hey, let's shoot a toilet in the air. That'll be fun.
Or let's shoot something that goes, wait a minute, my dad owns a portable toilet company. We can go grab one of those.
Solid rocket booster. I thought you said solid waste.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of information.
And, you know, it's a good thing that that it didn't actually hit the spectator's truck. But in a case like this... it's kind of like being nearby was probably enough that there was some blowback.
Right. You know, with all the engineering going on?
Yeah.
That'll make you poop.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 615, the Michiana Rocketry Launch. The launch status, all systems go. They've got a website. They had a Facebook page, in fact, on... the Thrusting of the Throne, and apparently CNET had a story on it about 18 hours ago that they had. Oh my God, they've got video. Oh well, we may need to put that on the website.
I just like the phrase "all systems go."
Yes,
that's where my head went.
That's it. The lead says Orion Schmorion. While the super geniuses at NASA were launching their next gen spacecraft last week, the Michiana Rocketry Club was hard at work launching a porta potty into the sky. That's outstanding. apparently the spectator's truck was some 2,000 feet from the launch site. So they got pretty good trajectory out of that thing.
So, you know, during the countdowns, it's usually T-minus.
Yeah.
This would be P-minus.
Oh, man. That's anyway, good on them. That's hope they had a good time with it.
Looking forward to more regular launches.
Well, yeah. And if not, they've also got medication for that.
Uh-huh.
It's Christmas card day. Christmas card day. You can tie it in with the other day and celebrate it with pastry day. Today is pastry day.
So mail somebody a Danish?
Well, something like that. Or, you know, we could have donuts. That could happen. So, just saying. All right, for birthdays.
Simon Helberg from the Big Bang Theater. He's Horowitz, Wallowitz. He's 34.
You said theater. I know you meant theory.
Yes.
Okay,
you're absolutely
you.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jesse Metcalf is 36 from the Dallas reboot. Cara DeGuardia. She was the American Idol judge for a while.
Okay.
Singer-songwriter, 44 years old. Jacob Dylan, Bob's kid, is 45. Kurt Angle, the wrestler, is 45. Felicity Huffman from Desperate Housewives, 52. Donny Osmond is 57.
Well, of course.
John Malkovich is 61. Michael Dorn is 62. No. He was Worf.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest linebacker of all time in the history of football, Dick Butkus, birthday today.
Pretty good.
Butkus is 72.
Wow.
Bo Bridges is 73. Jeff's brother, Dame Judi Dench, is 80. Dick Van Patten. Well, I don't know if I still was still alive.
Yeah.
86 years old.
Actually, he's a part owner of a dog food company now.
Really?
Yeah, he came up with a recipe and...
Yeah. No kidding.
Yep, sure.
And Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
Spartacus is 98 years old.
Spartacus is 98. Yeah. Okay, there you go. That's and I think he was reportedly dead last week, but, you know, obviously not the case. All right, 618.
In 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, but my parents won't start talking to me about it until high school. By then, I'll already be in some trouble. The thing is, my parents won't even see it coming.
Start talking before they start drinking. Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems. To learn more, go to stopalcoholunder21.org. Brought to you by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so tensions continue to run high in the wake of the grand jury decisions in both Ferguson and New York. This week, the Obama Justice Department is now issuing new guidelines on racial profiling. Now, this is being done, among many reasons, to help shore up public trust in, quote, law enforcement. The president, as recently as this past weekend, claimed racism is deeply rooted in this society. Unfortunately, the society he is currently the president of has only regressed on the issue rather than approved, according to new polling by Bloomberg that finds race relations have gotten worse since Barack Obama took office. 53% of Americans feel that relations between blacks and whites have deteriorated under Obama. Well, maybe he should stop weighing in without facts in cases like the Cambridge police or Trayvon Martin or in the case of Michael Brown. That would help.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, your holiday guests, they congregate where? In your kitchen, your dining room, your living room. Now, you can do what my wife and I did and transform your home's warmth and elegance before the guests arrive with brand new designer brand blind shade shutters and drapes from Blinds.com. Now, just go to Blinds.com and you're going to find big year-end savings on designer blind shade shutters and drapes that's happening right now. And as always, you get free color sample, free shipping, free expert advice, and their prices crush prices you'll find in stores for the holiday. Remember the name, it's Blinds.com, Blinds.com.
And now, a Golfmas carol brought to you by Golfsmith.
On the 12th day of Golfmas, my Golfsmith gave to me 12 Pro V1s, 11 Under Armors, 10 Golf Tech Lessons, 9 Nike Pants, 8 Bertha Iron, 7 Golfsmith Gift Card, 6 Garmin Watches, 5 Iron 2.
Come celebrate Golfmas, happening right now only at Golfsmith.
These 2 Cleveland Wedges and a tapping birdie on a par 3.
Golfsmith, anything for golf.
Bring Messina Hoff home for the holidays. Come visit us at the winery, and we can help you select your holiday wine and gifts. This year, make it Messina Hoff.
I bet you can come up with any number of reasons why you don't want to get started on some sort of an exercise program. Well, Super Slow is not like any other exercise program, and I want you to give it a try and see if it is right for you, because it is so different. You call them at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. You go in, and the first session is absolutely free. Try some of the machines out and see what this is about, because it is a personalized, customized program where you work on the machines with one person every time. Takes about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit less, but because it is just organized for you, it is set up for you, there aren't any distractions, there's no lights, no music, nothing that keeps you from being able to get in and efficiently exercise and be on your way. A couple of times a week to get started, then you move to one time a week. Call them today at 693-6100 and let Super Slow Zone show you a different way to exercise. Minutes a week in shape for life. Super Slow Zone.
More job market news. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's good news for workers and job seekers. A survey by Manpower finds most employers across the nation intend to maintain current staff levels or increase their workforces in the first 3 months of 2015. Only 6% of companies polled said cutbacks are likely in the first quarter. If you like to dicker, you might be attracted to a new feature at Amazon. Make an Offer lets customers negotiate lower prices on various items offered by third-party sellers on Amazon. Customers state the prices they're willing to pay. The merchants decide whether to accept the offers. Amazon customers in New York City can get almost instant gratification. The online superstore launched a test program that uses bicycle messengers to make deliveries within 1 hour after orders are placed. General Mills hopes nostalgia will help revive its cereal sales. French Toast Crunch is being brought back. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at ondeck.com or call us at 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819. 800-293-6819.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. Tower Point is celebrating, yes, Christmas, but also our first anniversary. And we want to give everyone the perfect gift, a clean car. Now through December 31st, buy one hand car wash, get one free. Or, if you want a complete American Lube Center same day service detail, starting at just $129.95, drop off and pick up. Or make it easy on yourself. Call and we will do it for you. Celebrate now until December 31st. Our gift to your families from all the American Lube Center families. Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Christmas is the biggest time of the year for board games.
Yahtzee! Yahtzee, the dice-rolling strategy game you play like cards.
Love me some board games. My daughter and I buy them at garage sales. Quick safety tip, though. Check to make sure they have all the pieces. Been there, done that.
Monopoly's been good to me. Very, very good.
The last Monopoly game I got, I didn't check to see if it had all the pieces and ended up being the Squinky, not the race car, because there wasn't any race car. And my daughter thought the Squinky would be fun. Anyway, here's what you should know going into the board game competition. Your mom will more than likely take it easy on you in Monopoly, or Scrabble, or Hungry Hungry Hippos. Your dad is going to try and squash you like a bug.
Hungry Hungry Hippos!
And I'm really ashamed to admit, I'm the same way. It's really hard to let my kid win. I hate that about myself. I don't know if it stems from being an athlete in college or just being a guy, but I hate losing, even to my kid. I've let her win a couple, but she doesn't win all the time.
Scrabble, America's good time game.
Anyway, a new survey found that fathers are much more likely than mothers to try to beat their kids at board games. Moms let their kids win. Dads just don't.
And in a separate survey on board games, they found that 14% of families try to play weekly, which means that 14% of families think that dad...
Mousetrap, the wildest, funniest game you've ever seen.
Well, it's dad's jerk. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps in their brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station. Same shopping center as Prospectors, right across the street from the Kettle. Geared up and ready to go for Christmas. And ask them about the Gun Corps guarantee. Something ever does happen to something you buy there other than ammunition, they'll take care of it for you 100%. To find more, go to gun-corps, C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps, gun-corps.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Good morning, it's 627 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for 30 years, and now proud to offer polyurethane concrete raising, driveways, patios, or sidewalks. Anchor Foundation Repair. Raise them back into position in a fraction of the cost it would take to remove and repair them. That's anchorfoundationrepair.net. Call them to set up a free inspection today. 65 for a high temperature today, about 46 for a low tonight. High tomorrow, 66, probably going to be doing all of that until Saturday when we get up to 72, so near ideal temperatures. Winds out of the northeast for the next day or so, and then they turn to the southeast, so like spring weather right before Christmas. Right now we have calm winds out there, 90% relative humidity, and the air temperature is 45 degrees.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
It's tradition to bring Christmas trees and poinsettia plants into our homes. But what's the story behind those traditions? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called the Success Mint at successmint.com. That's successmint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media.
The holidays are full of rituals. For example, we bring poinsettia plants into the house at Christmas time. There's a story behind that.
A little boy in Mexico was too poor to put a gift in the charity box, and he cried. And when his tears fell, a scarlet flower supposedly bloomed, and he took the flower to the church and placed it in the crib of the baby Jesus.
Louise Nayer, author of the book How to Bury a Goldfish and Other Ceremonies and Celebrations for Everyday Life.
And then the plant became known as the Flower of Holy Night, which is a reminder that Christmas is about love and not about material offerings. So it's one of the reasons that we bring the poinsettia flower into our home. In terms of the Christmas tree, part of it had to do with the desire to bring nature, really from the winter solstice, from the pagan ceremonies, was to bring greenery into your home. And in that way, to also worship the sun god, because it's a time of darkness. And really, in the past, people were afraid. Where has the sun gone? Will the sun come back?
Louise says that's also why some of the holiday cookies we bake are shaped the way they are.
some of the cookies that we have, cutouts of the sun and the moon and the stars, were again made in ancient times as a way of worshiping the sun. We'll make cookies in the shapes of the celestial heavens, and the sun will come back.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The proposed closing of two railroad crossings south of Welburn continues to draw opposition and resignation from area homeowners. Brazos County commissioners heard from more than 30 speakers Monday night during the first of two public hearings, most from the Duck Haven and Saddle Creek subdivisions, where homes are valued at more than $350,000.
I really like the plan. I think it's a good one if it really happens.
It was nice to be in the country, but I don't think that's going to last for much longer. So we're going to have to make some changes. There's no way around it.
This is their property. They've had it for hundreds of years. Guess what? They're going to build it. We need to work with these guys. We need to stop throwing them under the bus and asking them to move it to some other county. This thing has been through College Station. That's why we get our name from.
Your offer's on the table. I'm going to be frank with you. Your offer stinks. We, the citizens of the Welburn community out there, we want to keep Wade Road open. We want to keep Straub Road open.
Another opportunity to speak is Thursday at 5 in the commissioners' meeting room. On the table is closing Straub and Wade Roads. In exchange, commissioners would buy land to extend Greens Prairie Trail west from Welburn to IGN Road. Union Pacific would pay for building the crossing, and TxDOT would put traffic signals and turn lanes at Welburn and Greens Prairie Trail. An argument between roommates turned violent Monday evening, leaving one with non-life-threatening injuries and the other charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. College Station police responded to the disturbance in the 3000 block of Texas Avenue near Walmart. They say the weapon of choice for 38-year-old Arnolfo Ramon Jimenez was a cordless power drill. Bryan police made two arrests on arson charges last weekend.
A Houston man's accused of causing almost $20,000 damage to an apartment near Blinn College Sunday morning. Bryan police reported College Edge Apartments a fire extinguisher exploded after it was set on top of a stove. When officers entered, they smelled the residue from the fire extinguisher, which was compared to an airbag being activated. They saw a microwave melting over the stove that was dripping plastic onto the burners that were still on. Linoleum flooring was burned to the concrete, and two exterior glass doors were shattered. They also found running water in a bathroom where the toilet and water lines were broken, and copper wiring and refrigerant lines were ripped out of the air conditioning unit. Officers found the occupant, who appeared calm but was under the influence of something. He was eating a hot dog while raw hamburger was in flames on another red-hot burner. 19-year-old Drew Lokeridge Fletcher is also accused of damaging two parked cars. On New Year's Day, 911 received a call from a woman living in a fourplex on Cypress Bend Drive off Finfeather west of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. According to the arrest report, she heard the man say he was going to burn down the house. Moments later, dispatchers heard the smoke alarm. Law enforcement extinguished the fire, which was started after a phone book was placed on top of a stove. Last Friday, 56-year-old Carl Felton of Bryan was arrested. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There's another way for women to report domestic violence. It's as close as more than 100 local salon professionals. They've completed training in the Cut It Out program organized by Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons.
Because of the intimate nature of the relationship between salon professionals and their clients, they can often spot the signs of physical abuse and other that others may never ever see.
Charlotte Green of Chrome, a salon experience, is among those who have gone through the training.
And I'm extremely thankful that the salon community has been asked to be a part of this, because we all are the people that women are seeking out to make themselves look good and feel better. And I think we always go to a place where we feel better when we're in trouble. I would just like to say thank you from the entire salon community for believing and trusting in us and allowing us to touch the lives of thousands of women.
The training helps recognize warning signs of domestic violence among clients, colleagues, friends, and family, then safely refers victims to local resources. presidential or vice presidential candidates in 2016 could be coming to Texas A&M.
People from A&M and the community are working on an application to host one of four presidential debates in fall of 2016. Jose Bermudez, Associate Provost for Strategic Planning, says several factors are considered.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the suitability of the facilities and the infrastructure in the university and in the community. So the ability to host, for example, 3,000 journalists visiting from across the world, to provide internet access, hospitality, transportation, to be able to work with the Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies to provide security for the candidates.
Bermudez says another piece is the educational value of hosting the debate and how it can be used to enhance the student experience at A&M. Applications are due in March. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Governor-elect Greg Abbott reveals the top priorities for his administration.
Abbott talked about improving all aspects of education, beginning with pre-K, third graders reading at higher levels, and elevating the state's public universities.
We also want to make higher education more affordable so more students can get into higher education and conclude a higher education degree.
As it was with Governor Perry, transportation infrastructure also remains a top focus for Abbott.
I've outlined a detailed plan that will ensure that we add $4 billion more per year for building roads in this state without raising taxes.
Abbott also claims to have a new border plan as well. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 6:37. It's 45 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Intercon, as we've told you for a long time, is a local company because they have been since the very start. It's a father and son that, in fact, started it and still run it, Oscar and Brad Beard. You need your windows to be either repaired or replaced. You're dealing with a local company when you call Intercon. But most importantly, when you deal with Intercon, you don't have to worry about high pressure. And hate that you have to say that, but there's some people who just not... they're bad actors when it comes into this, and the pressure is part of their sales technique. Not so with Intercon. Good product, lots and lots of satisfied customers, and a great price. So give them a call at 823-3639. Let them come out, kind of assess your situation. Maybe you know which windows are not energy efficient. Maybe you don't. But, you know, in addition to enhancing the look and the value of your home, it also gives you an opportunity to have a more energy efficient home. And if you're a BTU customer, there's some incentives from BTU as well to help you with that. So give them a call at Intercon. Let them come out and have a look at it. And again, because it's a local company, they can work in stages to fit within your budget. 823-3639. It's Intercon.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Norman G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Go to normangtractor.com.
Some patchy fog in the forecast for today. Other than that, mostly sunny, high 65 to 70. It'll be clear through the overnight, maybe a little bit of fog by morning, a low of 45. Tomorrow, any sun will give way to increasing clouds. By late in the day, we could see a shower, 65. Cloudy tomorrow night, the chance of a shower, lows near 45. Lots of clouds, cooler Thursday with the chance for a shower and a high of 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's natural to lean the other way, given the results.
That's head coach Mike Pettine for the Cleveland Browns. Johnny Manziel may get the nod this weekend. We'll have more on that. A host of winners for A&M Athletics, both men's and women's, getting SEC and All-American nods. Plus a whole lot more. We'll cover it for you in sports here in about 10 minutes.
All-American?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. On the soccer team.
Oh, I got you. So, Christmas Angels, don't forget your gifts are due back tomorrow. We want to thank everybody who... How did we do yesterday on fundraising?
Last I heard, we had at least a couple GER, and that was with like an hour and a half, two hours.
Oh, yeah,
left.
No. We've
made it.
Yeah, did they? Okay.
Yeah, 5,000 plus.
Made 5,000.
I heard Tucker pleading. You weren't pleading like Tucker. Yeah.
We sit in this little radio station, and listeners like you folks raised $5,000 for us yesterday.
And Frito and Candy made a really good point. We get a lot of the benefits of seeing the happy faces.
Sure.
You really do make this happen as a community.
Yeah. And that's, again, the fact that you do it that way, like you say, Patrick, we get to see the kiddos when they come and pick their stuff up, and it's the moms and the dads. And you know, there's work involved, obviously, on our standpoint. You know, Kevin's been practicing. He's been tightening every nut, bolt, and screw he can find here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just because he gets to do the bike assembly. But the fact that you took the time to give us a call and or go by and pick up a gift, whatever you did. But thank you for doing that. Raised over $5,000 yesterday.
I've just been marathon watching Old Yeller in the Notebook to try to not cry when they come pick up their gifts.
And if I recall correctly, that was $5,000, and we did that in 4.5 hours.
Yep, that's right. Yep. And by the way, if you have your angel, if you have your gift, then if you'll bring those back to either the Blue Bakers or here at the station, tomorrow is the deadline for that. Okay. Well, all our friends and neighbors there up in D.C., the little boys and girls who we elect to lead the government, all got together for a big holiday get-together at the White House. I don't know that we can call it a Christmas get-together because that would probably be politically incorrect. But lots of pictures out there this morning of members of Congress who took their aunts or uncles or cousins or whatever to meet the president at the White House. And got to see Joe Biden, who probably told a joke that was inappropriate at some point. But.
No!
I mean, I don't know that. I'm not sure. White House kind of bracing today for the expected release of the Senate report detailing the CIA's use of torture during the post 9/11 period. Josh Earnest has told the reporters, quote, "The administration has for months been preparing for the release of this report. There are some indications that the release of this report could lead to a greater risk that is posed to U.S. facilities and individuals all around the world. So the administration has taken the prudent step to ensure proper security precautions are in place at facilities around the globe." Until when, Josh? Because, you know, they'll be watching. They will be watching. Anyhow, according to regarding those precautions, U.S. officials have confirmed to Fox News that an advisory has been sent urging U.S. personnel overseas to reassess their security measures in anticipation of the release of this information because there, quote, will be a range of reactions that might occur, end quote. White House says the president does not regret ordering the unsuccessful weekend mission to rescue an American hostage held by al-Qaeda in Yemen. Luke Summers was killed in that raid. The spokesman, the president, said, "There is a very limited window of action, and that is a testament more than anything else, I think, to the bravery and the skill of our men and women in uniform who, like I said, for the second time in just a few weeks here, put their lives on the line in a very dangerous country in a very dangerous mission to try to secure the safe rescue of Mr. Summers. That's why we cut the pay of active duty in the new budget. Thank you, Pentagon." Yes, that's why we cut the base housing allowance for active, according to the Pentagon. Thank you.
Yes, but we love them.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing that.
I'm glad they went after this guy to get him, to try to rescue him. Mm-hmm. I know it ended poorly, but that's a risk you take. And I think the reality is this guy was going to die anyway, and probably in a much more horrific manner than what it was.
Yep. Not saying that it would it ended well, but you're right. One of the Senate's most liberal members might be hanging it up. 74-year-old Barbara Boxer will decide over the holidays whether to seek re-election or not. That's maybe window dressing. The bottom line is she stopped raising money. That pretty much ought to tell you.
Whoa.
You know, she can say she's mulling it over, but if she's quit raising money. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said yesterday he's likely to endorse fellow GOP Senator Rand Paul if he runs for president in 2016.
Well, isn't that interesting?
Kind of thinking that. With that in mind, the New York Times is reporting on efforts by GOP big donors and fundraisers to pretty much clear the field this time around so that a single establishment candidate can compete for 2016. Because, you know, it was crowded. They keep bumping each other and bruising each other. And by the time you get to the finals, that's a, I won, I think, kind of thing where you got a busted lip and a black eye and you're not looking very good. So the three men being mentioned most likely to be the establishment candidate would be, one, Jeb Bush, two, Chris Christie, and three, Mitt Romney. Yes, right. Where is Rick Perry?
Yep.
Lord.
According to
Three Stooges there.
Yeah, according to the Times, Mr. Perry's ability to continue to tap into the deep wealth of Texas donors would be tested by Mr. Bush's entry into the race. Mr. Perry may also find it harder to raise money when he leaves behind the Texas governor's office and the thousands of political appointments it controls around the state in January. You know who I like is I like this Pence guy. I like him. He looks pretty good. Scott Walker up in Wisconsin, who's been elected four times in 3 years.
Yeah,
Walker, I like.
Yeah. Walker's pretty bulletproof.
Yeah. So, don't know. I just, you know, again, Mitt Romney, really? Chris Christie, really?
It's a different mindset out there, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Those are moderates, so more people are going to like them.
Ah, is that it? Okay.
Because they're from the they're rhinos, but
well,
they're moderate rhinos.
And again, if it's the Hillster on the Democrat side, that gives you a pretty wide berth. I mean, there's a lot of people that would fit under the umbrella of folks who might be electable against her.
But she's a kinder, gentler Hillary now.
And again, and the deal is, though, if it ends up being Clinton, it can't be Bush. It cannot be Bush. We cannot do that. Somehow, some way, I've always believed that had Chet Edwards not had the same last name as John Edwards, he would be vice president of the United States right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just the name sometimes hurts you. Chet Edwards had nothing to do with John Edwards, but people don't know that. You bring Bush back, they're going, what? Another one of those?
Yeah, see, Gruber was right.
Yeah.
The holidays are approaching, so give the gift your family is sure to love. Let 2Video preserve and transfer your precious family films, videos, and photos to DVD and other versions you can share on Facebook or YouTube. 2Video is a local company, so your valuable films and photos will never be shipped out of town. You can find them online at 2video.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You want to take advantage of late winter warm spells to get your new flower and ground cover beds ready for the springtime. Spending extra time now in midwinter or into the late winter will pay big dividends by the time it really gets hot. It's all part of our campaign towards successful, frustration-free Texas gardening. I'll be back with details right after this message.
It's the perfect Christmas gift.
Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar, 48 pages long, of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
If you're talking about beds around your home, you want to start with attractive bed layouts. Long, sweeping curves are usually most natural looking. Use a supple garden hose to create an attractive configuration. You want to stub some type of durable edging into place temporarily and then work the soil inside the bed. If you have existing Bermuda turf in the new bed, you'll need to remove it manually this time of year. You can wait and spray it with a glyphosate like Roundup or one of its clones, the original Roundup, but you'll have to wait until April to do that. The glyphosates do not contaminate the soil, but they have to go on to actively growing tissue, and you probably want to get the beds ready before then. This is a good time to remind you that raised beds ensure perfect drainage. We do have rainy spells occasionally in Texas, and when that happens, it's a good idea to be up 4 or 5 inches above the surrounding grade. Again, that really depends on your native soil and where you live in our great state. If you need to bring in additional topsoil to create your raised bed, do so at this point. Be sure, however, that it contains no nut sedge or other weeds, especially if you've just been spraying to kill the weeds that you do have. Now, you want to save the most heroic soil preparation for the small plants that will be near the fronts of the beds. Small plants have comparatively small root systems. Large plants are just the opposite, and to prepare soil for their eventual root mass would be prohibitive. So with the large plants, you want to do what you can, but basically start with plants that are going to grow well in your area. That's true for trees and even large shrubs. And remember that organic matter improves any soil. It improves clay soils, whether it's Canadian sphagnum peat moss, rotted manure, compost, shredded pine bark mulch, or best of all, a mix of all the different types. Organic matter will loosen tight clay soils. It also helps sands hold water and nutrients better. Research from Texas A&M also shows that inclusion of expanded shale, that's a type of granulated clay product that's been fired, expanded shale can help greatly with root growth. If you intend to install sprinklers in the bed, do so before you start planting. It's so much easier than it will be later. Use low spray heads that won't take away the natural contours of the bed and install them so that each head will spray to the centers of all those that surround it. Plant spacings will vary depending on the types of plants that you choose, but this is a good time to get the beds ready so when spring arrives, you'll be all set. I'm Neil Sperry, Winter Care of Flowering Shrubs in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. Five Texas A&M football players were selected to the Associated Press All-SEC team. Second-teamers were senior offensive tackle Cedric Obwehi, senior place kicker Josh Lambeau, sophomore wide receiver Josh Reynolds, and true freshman Miles Garrett, while true freshman wide receiver return specialist Speedy Noel received honorable mention kudos. After a two-year hiatus, the Battle of the Brazos returns to the hardwood tonight as the Aggies head the 88 miles north to Waco to take on the Bears at the Farrell Center. Pregame is at 7:30. The tip-off is at 8, and you catch the game on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M junior guard Alex Caruso was named co-SEC Player of the Week. The College Station native averaged 17.5 points, 14.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and 3.5 steals over the week. Number 4 Texas A&M women's basketball goes for their 10th straight win, which would match the nation's longest active winning streak at a former Southwest Conference rival, SMU. They'll be at Moody Coliseum tonight in Dallas. Pregame at 6:30, and the tip-off for that one is at 7 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Texas A&M senior Shea Groom and Megan Strait were named to the National Soccer Coaches Association of America All-American team. Coach G. Guerrieri called his senior class the cream of the crop.
This was a class that really made an impact from the first day that they stepped on campus. You know, they're a lot of fun to be around. I think that they've helped to propel our name and our brand, with what Texas A&M soccer plays like. We've always wanted to be a strong attacking team and with gritty defenders and people that, you know, represent Texas A&M well on the field, in the classroom, in the community. And they've done that.
Groom was named to the NSCAA All-American first team, while Strait was selected for the second team. Monday Night Football last night saw the Packers blow things open in the fourth.
Journey to the post, 60 yards to the south end zone of Lambeau Field, and the Packers break it open 40-24.
Aaron Rodgers threw for 327 yards and three touchdowns as the Green Bay Packers beat Atlanta 43-37 to keep their one-game lead in the NFC North. Jordy Nelson grabbed two scoring passes, and Eddie Lacy had two touchdowns to help the 10-3 Packers earn their fifth straight win. The Falcons remain tied, however, with the New Orleans Saints for the NFC South lead.
Winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy is...
There have been three finalists that have been named for the 80th Heisman Trophy to be presented in New York on Saturday. Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota, Alabama receiver Amari Cooper, and Wisconsin running back Melvin Gordon are in the running for college highest honor. Mariota and Cooper just helped their teams advance to the CFP semifinals, and Gordon led the nation with 2,336 yards rushing and 26 touchdowns. Back to the hardwood, Kentucky is a unanimous number one in the Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Wildcats claimed all 64 first-place votes after improving to 9-0, including a win against number 7 Texas. Duke is second, followed by Arizona, Louisville, and Wisconsin. And finally, in the NFL, Mike Pettine admitted Monday that changes may be coming in Cleveland when deciding who should be the starting quarterback, Johnny Football or Brian Hoyer, for the Browns and Bengals game Sunday.
It's natural to lean the other way, given the results, but still want to make sure we do our due diligence and like I said, get a chance to talk to everybody involved with it.
Pettine said the staff would meet yesterday evening about whether to stick with Hoyer or give Manziel his first start against the Bengals, but he was not prepared to comment one way or the other on the starter because he hadn't talked to the players yet. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks of the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their end-of-year floor model sale going on right now. It's the biggest sale of the year. You'll find huge savings throughout the store. Amish Furniture is reducing their inventory and extending the savings onto you. But hurry, the sale is only through the end of December. It's the biggest sale of the year. Amish Furniture for Generations end-of-year floor model sale. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Plumbing problems? Every home or business has them at some point. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialists can tackle any plumbing issue, from leaks and drain clogs to fixture replacements and water heater installations. Best of all, our plumbing specialists are fully licensed and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For residential or commercial plumbing needs, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Wow your customers, associates, and clients with personalized and custom holiday cards from Copy Corner. From choosing what you'd like the front of your card to look like with your company logo or picture of your staff, to picking what you'd like the holiday greeting to say inside, to completing it all with personalized signatures, Copy Corner makes planning your office holiday cards easy and impressive. Go to Copy Corner. Call 694-COPY for the Texas Avenue location across from Outback Steakhouse. That's 694-2679.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They are your Lennox dealer to keep your family comfortable year-round. Barker's Heating and Cooling. High temperature today, about 65. Winds will be out of the north around 5 miles an hour. 66 tomorrow, about the same thing on Thursday. Friday, we're at 67. The winds have shifted around probably on Thursday to the south, so it'll be pretty pleasant. And Saturday, near ideal at 72. Just not what you'd expect for this close to Christmas. Right now, winds are out of the north at 5, 93% relative humidity. We've got 43 degrees. Chill factor of 40. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.